Frank, have you had, with all the preseason expectations, is it just being too much pressure?
Well, see, I think pressure is a selective thing. I think you can choose to feel it, or if you don't embrace it, it does not exist. And I think it's something you apply to yourself. And this group of kids, they have earned the position that they're in. Now, nobody's going to send us the trophy right now, and we got to play all the games. But I think they have the right mindset, and I think they have the right sense of stretching it out. And sometimes really large senior classes can be such a blessing in that regard, because they know this is it for them. This is their last season for playing Division I basketball. And so they want every practice to be right. They want every game to be great. And there's a sense of urgency there that just sort of radiates down to the other members of the team. And that sort of keeps that pressure thing from ever materializing and becoming a thing you have to deal with.
Talk about the work that you've seen put into getting this tremendous success to turn around and ticket sales and sellouts and everything that the program is producing. Where is producing?
Well, when you sell a lot of tickets, there are a lot of people doing their job. There's a ticketing department, there's a marketing department, there's a development department. There are a bunch of fans who are telling their friends, and there are booster club organizations, and all of those factor in. But the biggest factor is players. Players who not only play well, but are approachable, who conduct themselves in a way that people want to align themselves with that. And that's what these guys have done. We've sold 7,000 season tickets plus because these guys are who they are. Not just because of how they do what they do, but because of who they are. And they deserve the credit for that. They really do.
From Houston, talk about Abby Olajuwon and, I guess, a short story of how she came to Oklahoma.
Well, Abby had played summer ball with Courtney and Ashley on a West Coast Elite team, and had a relationship with them, and really sort of had a big sister kind of relationship where she looked up to them and modeled her play from them. And we recruited her, and when she visited Oklahoma, she fell in love with the people, as lots of Californians do. People are so approachable and friendly here, and the thing that I was most impressed with Abby was we couldn't get three-fourths of the post players across the country we were trying to recruit. We couldn't get to even look at us because they look at Courtney and Ashley and go, I'm not going to play. Why would I go there? I'm going to play before them. Abby was different. She looked at them and said, I have a chance to get better, faster, playing against them every single day. And I so appreciate the mature mindset that really encouraged her to come here. She knows that her minutes may be limited this year, and they may be limited next year, but she is going to get better faster here than she will anywhere else in America, and already has. She's been so good for Courtney, and part of her reward will be how well Courtney plays. She'll know she played a role in that by guarding her every single day and going against her. So a mature girl in terms of how she sees the big picture, and we're excited to have her. She's a sponge. She wants to fade, just like her daddy. Wants to fade.
Have you met her dad?
I have not. But she got a left-hand fade. You're like, you are 6'4". Would you go to the rim, please? But don't mess with greatness, huh?
Thank you very much.
Yeah.